Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams here on InfoWars. Thank you for joining me. This is the first show following the midterm elections in which Democrats have committed massive election fraud. I'll get into exactly what they have done, how they've stolen this election, and how they're going to steal the election in 2020. Also, in today's episode, I've come to the inescapable conclusion that this is going to a civil war phase. This is going kinetic because we saw the Antifa violent mobs unleashed the day after the election, hounding the private home of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News journalist, with his wife shivering from fear and hiding in the cupboard there as they were pounding the door, trying to break in and perhaps murder her. The left is deranged. Democrats and radical leftists are insane. We need them to be declared domestic terrorists, and we need to take back America in so many ways, at so many levels. I'll get into some of that today. And I'm also going to, for the first time here on Counterthink, I'm going to make some specific recommendations for law-abiding citizens to arm themselves. I'll talk about specific weapon systems, platforms, and sight-in strategies that will help you defend yourself, defend your communities, defend law enforcement. And, of course, law enforcement will be targeted by the radical left. There will be cop murder squads, that is, left-wing murder squads targeting cops. So, wow, there's a lot coming. And it's very clear to me that there's just one trigger event that could cause all of this to escalate almost overnight. So in this episode today, I've got a lot to share with you. So first, I'm going to go through the analysis of what happened on election night and how the Democrats stole it and how they're going to steal it in 2020. I'm going to cover what they're doing right now in Florida. They are manufacturing fabricated ballots to try to steal that election. They're doing the same thing in Arizona. They're doing it in Georgia. This is the bread and butter of Democrat electioneering and voter fraud. Not only do they have illegals voting and they have dead people voting, but then they manufacture fake ballots by the tens of thousands in Florida, and they do that so they can steal the election. So we're going to cover that and then the specific weapons recommendations for law-abiding citizens in the name of self-defense, the Second Amendment, and the defense of your nation. And by the way, the Second Amendment is not only about defending your person or your family or your property. It is, of course, really about defending your nation against enemies, foreign and what? Domestic. And that's what we're dealing with right now. Domestic enemies of America. Traitors in our midst. Felons, fraudsters, cheaters. Those are Democrats. They are all dishonest, horrible, despicable people, but they demand absolute power, and they will do anything to get it. So in this episode of Counterthink today, we're going to cover all of that. Let's go back to the analysis that I mentioned last week, just very quickly, just to cover that. I talked about how there was a 60% chance of the Democrats taking the House. I talked about a worst-case outcome for a civil war, and in that, I described an outcome where there was refusal to concede elections, and then there was bickering on both sides and an emergency appeal that Trump would get involved, and then there would be something that got sent to the Supreme Court for an emergency hearing. And I said that if the Supreme Court comes down on the side of the GOP, leftists would go insane and they would launch a civil war. Now, isn't it interesting that right after the election, I thought we had averted that worst case scenario. I honestly did. I thought the left would calm down, at least a little bit, because they won the House. Boy, was I wrong about that. I guess I should never underestimate the violence and insanity of leftists, right? But they immediately, the next day, they immediately launched their radical mob to go hound the private home of Tucker Carlson, a Fox News journalist. And they pounded on his door and tried to break into his home. His wife was there, and probably they would have murdered her if they could have broken through the front door. Thankfully, they were stopped. But that tells you what they're willing to do to try to take over this country. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Counterthink with much more.
Warning. Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
So I am not surprised at the election outcome that we saw, because I am fully aware and informed about the level of fraud that has been taking place over the last 2 years, because we have the tech giants engaged in massive censorship fraud, which is, of course, wildly illegal, unconstitutional, goes against the very fabric of our society. You can't have fair and free elections when half the country is censored and silenced, and that's what the tech giants did. So by silencing conservative voices, they delivered millions of votes to the Democrats, and that is massive election meddling, much larger than anything the Russians ever did. And this is why I am calling again for the new attorney general, the acting attorney general, Whitaker, at the moment, since Jeff Sessions, retired or resigned, just as I said he would. By the way, I predicted that. I'm on the record calling for that and predicting it. But Whitaker needs to come down with criminal indictments right now of the CEOs of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Those individuals are criminals. They should be behind bars. They should be indicted and prosecuted for massive coordinated election meddling and denying half of America its constitutional right to freedom of expression. This is massive election meddling. It is criminal conspiracy. It is racketeering. And they should be prosecuted under the RICO Act. The tech giants are criminal mafia organizations. And they are, if we don't stop them, they will deliver every election to the Democrats from this day forward. So the number one alert message today to the Trump administration, or to any Republicans that still have a spine, because I know many of them out there don't, and thankfully many of those lost, but to the ones who still have a spine, for those who still love America, for those who believe in democracy and want to defend this country, if you don't solve the censorship problem and restore freedom of speech for independent voices, then this country is absolutely gone. It's lost forever. You have to break up Google. You have to indict Google CEOs. You have to charge them with the criminal racketeering and fraud in which they engaged. And you have to do the same for Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and, you know, all the other platforms that are doing this, by the way. You got to go after PayPal. You got to go after, you know, well, all these companies that have deplatformed InfoWars, for one thing. And these are the same organizations that are banning people because they don't like their speech. Let's remember that the left in America today hates America. They despise this country. They hate the flag. To them, the flag is a symbol of hatred and bigotry, somehow, racism. They despise their own country. And thus, to them, to the left, they feel like anything necessary to destroy what they hate is justifiable to them. So they will do anything. They will violate any law. They will commit any crime. And they will steal any number of votes that's necessary for them to win elections. This is abundantly clear at this point. As a larger note, an overlay to all of this, let's remind ourselves what elections accomplish. Elections are a way to change the hands of power, you might say, to pass power from one group or one person to another without resulting in, or without requiring the use of open warfare. Before there were elections, before democracy, before this constitutional republic, there were coups, military coups, and there were kings, and there were monarchs, and it was a very bloody business. Just go back and look at the, you know, the uprising and the French Revolution. Look at the wars between England and Spain and France, and look at the history of Adolf Hitler, frankly, and the Third Reich. And, you know, that wasn't democracy. That was fascism even then. But before that, even before the invention of democracy, even before the Magna Carta in the 1500s, you had basically just warfare. And it was whoever could murder the king, then that person had power. And so it was a very violent, bloody thing. Well, we're supposed to be more advanced today, more advanced in the sense that we all agree to set aside our rifles or swords or lances or whatever the weapon of the day is, and we agree to peacefully line up and go to the ballot box and mark a box, vote for the person that we want to elect. And the fact that this works is entirely contingent on the agreement of both parties to honor the outcome of that election, even if they lose. And it is that agreement that is now abandoned by Democrats. Democrats no longer agree to participate in elections. And what I mean by that is, if they lose an election, they immediately denounce it. If they win an election, then they immediately abuse their power, weaponize government to try to destroy their political opponents. And if it's a close election, then they immediately start committing massive election fraud, fabricating ballots, manufacturing ballots, anything that's necessary to win. So Democrats, who still have not accepted the outcome of the 2016 presidential election, they still do not recognize Trump as a legitimate president. Democrats are, by definition, disqualified from participating in a democratic society. Isn't that fascinating? And maybe a bit sobering. Think about it. Democrats are not qualified to participate in a democracy because they do not embrace the process of elections. They don't embrace due process. They don't agree to abide by rules. They are lawless. They have no ethics. They have no morals, no boundaries whatsoever. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal. Even to get elected, they have to lie to their constituents about what they plan to do after getting elected. I mean, they're just liars. Look at what Project Veritas exposed. So the reason this is important is because as trust in the election process breaks down, what takes its place historically? I ask you, what takes its place? The answer is open kinetic warfare, tribal warfare, but with guns and perhaps tanks. And, you know, societies that abandon the rule of law, which is what the left is doing, eventually have to resort to force to decide who's going to be in power. And that's what the left wants. They want to sweep through America, committing mass violence. It's so obvious now in the way that they protest the journalists they don't like. They're doxing people like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and many others. They're death threatening, Alex Jones all the time. These leftists, they want violence because they want to murder their political opponents. That's their tolerance. They call that tolerance. They call themselves compassionate, tolerant, diverse. What they really call for is murder, bloodshed, and political executions. This is what the left actually stands for. And they do not believe in democracy. And trust me when I tell you, they are going to try to dismantle the Electoral College. They're already targeting the Electoral College. They're saying, oh my God, they should have won the Senate because they had the Senate popular vote. That doesn't even mean anything. The whole structure of the Senate is to have two senators from each state, regardless of the population of that state. Just because California has more people than Wyoming doesn't mean that they should have more senators. No, that's the House of Representatives, you idiots. Don't you know? Senators, it's two per state, no matter what. And you've got these people like, was it Joy Reid on The View? She's so illiterate about politics that she says they're gerrymandering the Senate seats. She has no idea. You can't gerrymander Senate seats because they're statewide votes. You can only gerrymander House congressional districts. There's no such thing as gerrymandering Senate seats. Jeez, I mean, these people, they're so illiterate. You almost can't talk to them in a rational way. They have no rationality. Their brains are totally fried, and they've devolved into like the lower brainstem reptilian part of who they are, just animals. They just want to attack. They just want to murder and kill, and they're just full of violence and hatred. They're like reptiles. They're not even human anymore. I tell you what, the fluoride must be working, because in places like California, where they dump maximum fluoride into the water and more people than anywhere else are on psychiatric drugs in the cities there, and they've got more pollution. It's all working, I guess, because these people are insane in the cities of California. I'm not talking about the countryside California folks, the more rural Californians. The city California people are insane. And it has become abundantly clear. Stay with us. Much more straight ahead here on Counterthink.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
We're back on Counterthink. So my primary concern right now for your safety and of course for our republic is that I see that we are one trigger event away from everything breaking out into civil war. And that trigger event appears to, it could have already started, and it's the voter fraud, the manufacturing of election ballots in Florida. Now, if we, and by we, I mean we the people of America, but also including the GOP, the president, if we don't go in and arrest these fraudulent vote managers, there's a woman there named Snipes, I think is her name, and others involved in this massive conspiracy to manufacture illegal votes, fraudulent votes. If we don't go that down there and arrest those people, then what do we stand for in this country? If you don't push back against this Democrat fraud, they're going to steamroll everything. They're going to steal every seat. They'll steal the presidential election in 2020. They will have illegals voting everywhere. Well, they already do. They'll have dead people voting everywhere. And they'll have just votes that don't even belong to people. They're just made up votes. Excuse me. This is what they're doing in Florida right now. They're just making them up. This is what they do. So this is underway. Now, a couple of action items here. Number one, we have to enforce nationwide voter ID. And it's time to really step up the game here and get aggressive about enforcing this. Any judge out there who issues an order against nationwide voter ID should just flat out be arrested. End of story. If you don't support nationwide voter ID and you're a judge, you should be arrested on the spot. Because nationwide voter ID is the basic premise of every democratic society in the world. Illegal aliens in any country, like I can't go to Mexico. I would be an illegal in Mexico. I can't go to Mexico and vote in Mexico's elections. I used to live in Ecuador. I could not vote in Ecuador. I was a resident of Ecuador, but I couldn't vote. I would have been arrested if I tried to vote in Ecuador. So why can someone from Ecuador or Bolivia or somewhere come to the United States illegally and vote in America? We have to stop that. We've got to stop illegal voting, period. Nationwide, it has to be enforced through the DOJ. It has to be enforced. If we do that, then we might have something approaching a fair election in 2020. If we don't do that, we will lose every election from this day forward because the illegals are so numerous. There are anywhere from 12 to 60 million illegals in America right now. And that is why the Democrats continue to fight against nationwide voter ID, because they need that illegal vote in order to win elections. If you strip those inappropriate fraudulent votes from those who are not American citizens, then we could take this country back in future elections. And we could actually hold the White House in 2020, and we could hold the Senate, and we could take back the House, and then we could really protect America. We could build a wall, protect the border, indict the criminal deep state traitors who are part of the former Obama administration, and so on. But you've got to stop illegals from voting. It has to be done. And I want to say, I'm on the record that anyone in the Trump administration, if you were to arrest judges who try to interfere with nationwide voter ID, you would absolutely have the support of the people, because that is an egregious thing to say, no, illegals should be able to vote. Give me a break. We're sick of it. The American people are sick of it. We will not allow our democracy to be stolen from us yet again. It's just, we've had it. Our limit of the Democrat voter fraud, that limit has been reached. The second thing that we have to do is we have to stop the censorship by the tech giants. There needs to be very aggressive DOJ indictments against the tech giants, as I already discussed in the last segment. If we do not do this, and if our voices remain silenced, then the American voters will never have access to the truth. They will continue to be lied to by CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, and those are not media organizations any longer. And they do not have protections under the First Amendment because they are not honest media. They are activist media mobs. And I want to really put that term out there. Media, they are the media mob. just like the liberal mobs are on the streets committing violence, threatening Tucker Carlson and others. You've got Antifa mobs. The media mobs are the exact same people. In some cases, they are the same people. But the same intention, the same lack of ethics, the same personalities, they just use text as their weapons instead of bike locks. These so-called media people today on the left are traitors to America. They are dangerous to our republic. They are not practicing anything that could be justified as legitimate journalism. They only tell the side of every story that helps their political party the most. They censor the news that would hurt their political party. They fabricate fake sources. They lie and distort on an hourly basis to try to destroy our president and to undermine America and to foment the destruction of the American culture. And they do this deliberately and they do it maliciously. These people are not journalists. They are mobs. They are mobs with keyboards. And they should be treated as mobs. They are, in a sense, domestic terrorists. I've called them journo-terrorists. When Rachel Maddow tweets out that she supports 900 terror cells to be activated under George Soros to cause total chaos and civil unrest across America to protest what's happening in the DOJ. That puts Rachel Maddow in the category of a journo terrorist. She is not protected by the First Amendment in that case. She is advocating violence. She is complicit in the violence that the left is carrying out. And she's just one of thousands of these so-called journalists who are really journo terrorists. When they deliberately foment racial tension and they whip up race wars and they lie about the president and they lie about the economy and they lie, they just deliberately lie every day. CNN said that video put out by the White House of Jim Acosta putting his hands on that girl, they said that was a fake doctored video. No, it wasn't. It was a raw video. Jim Acosta touched that woman. I mean, he didn't slap her across the face, but he did touch her, and then he went on and lied and said he never touched her. Nonsense. It's so obvious in the video. Of course you touched her. You kind of karate chopped her arm there. Jim, you liar. So these journo terrorists have to be stopped. And the best way to accomplish that is to use the laws of our land. We have laws against sedition. We have laws against treason. We have laws against those who are trying to undermine the country from within. Those laws are on the books. Enforce those laws. Go after them. Arrest them. Put them behind bars. And I'm not against honest media. I'm against the anti-America treasonous media actors who are deliberately trying to undermine this country and overthrow the election because they don't like the outcome. Those people are dangerous to our society, and combined with the censorship of the tech giants, they have stolen this election, these midterms. And they'll steal the election in 2020 if we don't stop them. You're going to have to stop them by forcing them to stop and through the law, through arrest. They will not voluntarily stop because they have no ethics. They have no morals. They will violate any rule. They are liars. They are cheaters, every last one of them. They are dishonest, horrible people, and they have to be stopped before they destroy our country. We'll be back with more.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
All right, we're back. This is Mike Adams here. You may notice a wardrobe change here. I've had to jump in with a last-minute recording to cover the breaking news today. This is Sunday, November 11. You know, a lot of times I record these shows a day or two before, and yet this morning I woke up and I saw that the left-wing media was saying that, it's a conspiracy theory that there's election meddling in Florida. It's a conspiracy theory. So get this. When they are manufacturing fake ballots and stealing elections, and you start to uncover it and expose it, they call it a conspiracy theory. So according to the left, they have to be able to steal elections without any interference from any observers or any actual journalists. This is how bad it has gotten now in America. It's an atrocious situation, and it's got to stop. They're stealing the election in Arizona. They're stealing congressional seats in California. They are manufacturing ballots in Georgia, and they're trying to steal the election in Florida with a recount while they keep finding tens of thousands of new ballots that are fraudulent. The GOP in Florida, the governor especially, has got to take action there. Trump has got to take action. The DOJ has got to take action. And it's not just that they're stealing this election. The Democrats have stolen seats in every election over the last 20 years. This is a routine process that they go through to steal elections. They're constantly manufacturing ballots, and of course, always in their favor. And that's why when elections are not decided on election night, the longer that they go on day after day, those always favor Democrats. Why? Because they keep finding, oh, here's a trunk car. A trunk load in a car of ballots. Oh, here's a van full of ballots. Oh, here's a ballot box found in a school, stuffed into a closet somewhere. Really? Where are all these ballots coming from? They are manufacturing them. And that's what you need to understand. They're manufacturing them. There's also a bigger story in all of this that has become apparent to me today. You know how I talked about in the first segment of this show that democracy is based on this public trust in the process of elections, and that elections are a replacement for violent power changes, you know, political coups and wars and revolution, things like that. Well, because of what's happening today, because of how we now know the Democrats are working hard to steal this election, it is becoming apparent to every honest American that their votes really don't count as much as they should, that their votes are being nullified by the illegal tactics of the Democrats, that when a citizen votes, an honest citizen who loves their country, that vote is being canceled out by an illegal who votes, or by a fraudulent ballot that's being manufactured by Democrats to try to steal the election. And this is causing a collapse in the faith of this system. And this is one of the outcomes that the left wants, by the way. They want you to have no faith in the system because long term, they want to cancel elections. They don't want elections. They want to destroy the Electoral College in particular, and they want to destroy representative government, and they want to have nothing but a popular vote for everything. They don't want senators, for example. They're already complaining about senators. They don't like the fact that Wyoming gets two senators just like California, because California has a lot more people than Wyoming. So they're saying, well, gosh, the Senate should be determined by popular vote now too, not by states or electoral college type of structure. And this is a direct assault on our democracy. What the left wants is mob rule. They want mob rule. They want the president to be decided by a popular vote because their liberal cities have huge populations. Of course, they have huge populations of ignorant people who don't know history, who don't understand elections, who don't know anything about America, who don't understand government, nothing. They don't understand economics. I'm talking about all these left-wing liberals in the universities and just living in these liberal cities. They're illiterate about many of these things. But they want them to have the power so that informed people who live in rural areas of the country have no power. And then, of course, what would happen is all the laws and regulations would be tuned to the needs of the cities, and rural America would be completely forgotten, which is why our founding fathers created the Electoral College system. It's why we have a Senate where you have two members of the Senate per state. It's determined by state, not by population. And it counterbalances the House of Representatives, which is determined by population. So our founding fathers knew that there would be a tendency for a liberal mob to try to take over power and rule with mob rule and authoritarianism by shouting down common sense and shouting down the rule of law and shouting down rural Americans. And that's what they wanted to create. And that's what the left is trying to recreate in America. So have no illusions about where they are going with this and what they are trying to accomplish. Now, I promise to talk about firearms in this show. Because of the breaking news today that I'm doing right now, I really don't have time to go into that. I'll just say relatively quickly here that every American has a right to defend their home and their family against attackers who are violent mobs. And you have a right to own a firearm in most areas. I always encourage you to follow the law. Always be a law-abiding citizen when it comes to firearms. But choose firearms that work. If you're going to defend yourself in your home, if you're going to defend yourself on the street, if you're going to get a concealed carry permit, get training, get safety training, as well as skills training, but get a good firearm. Don't buy a cheap, low-cost, on-sale firearm. Get something that works. And personally, for pistols, for concealed carry, the best platform today, in my opinion, and I've used many platforms and I've trained extensively, the best platform today is the SIG P320. And that's SIG Sauer. The SIG P320 is an outstanding pistol for self-defense and even home defense. And so, you know, there are so many things about it. It's easy to disassemble. It's safe to handle. It doesn't have a thumb safety like a lot of guns do. I don't like a thumb safety. And it doesn't have the trigger safety like a Glock. But that trigger safety seems useless to me anyway. I don't even understand what that does on a Glock. I've never had a situation where someone pulled the outer edge of the trigger and not the center of the trigger. You know, I mean, proper gun safety and gun handling is your safety. In other words, don't put your finger on that trigger unless you're ready to shoot your intended target. And don't handle a gun in a way that you're pointing it at people as you're moving it around or disassembling it. You know, always assume guns are loaded. Always know what's beyond your target if you're shooting at a target range, for example, or even, you know, on your own ranch or what have you. Just basic gun safety rules, that establishes your safety. So the SIG is actually a very effective pistol. It's very accurate, very well engineered, and I've become a fan of the SIG Sauer pistols. I shot Glocks for many, many years, and they're very effective pistols as well. But the SIG Sauer design, in my opinion, as a scientist myself, the SIG Sauer design is better engineered. It's a newer design, and it's just a superior gun. It's very modular. You can take the fire control unit out of one frame and put it into another frame. So you can own essentially multiple pistols, but only have to purchase one registered firearm. So there are a lot of advantages to it. So that's my recommendation. Now, when we come back in the next segment to wrap up this show, I'm going to talk about why Democrats are now proving that they are incompatible with civil society, with their massive election fraud, with their hatred and bigotry toward Christians, white people, and Trump supporters, with their dishonest propaganda in the media, and the way that they have started hounding people that they don't like in public places. Democrats are proving that they are incompatible with civil society. They essentially do not embody the spirit of America. They are not really Americans at heart. And that's why they hate America. That's why they hate the American flag. That's why they despise this country. And that's why they want to overrun it and overturn everything that you and I stand for. So when we come back here on Counterthink, we're going to talk about some of these issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
Continuing here on Counterthink, you know, Democrats are not compatible with civil society because they have no civility. In order for us to coexist in a peaceful society, even if we're people with different political views, different opinions on things, we have to agree on some common basic rules. And those rules include the rules of due process, rules of basic civility. That is, you know, treating people with some degree of respect, even if you disagree with them. You don't go unleash a mob on somebody in a restaurant like they did with Ted Cruz and just scream at him and shout at him in a public place. But that's what the Democrats do now. This is what they have become. You have to agree on basic rules of elections, and you have to run your elections in an honest way. But the Democrats refuse to do that. They always try to steal elections. They always try to commit election fraud. They always engage in things like censorship that we're seeing from the tech giants. So they are dishonest through and through. And ultimately, as we the people try to stop the fraud of the Democrats, they accuse us of being either conspiracy theorists. They say, oh, there's no one's trying to steal an election, really. Well, where are all these manufactured ballots coming from? They say that's a conspiracy theory. And then they say, oh, well, you're being racist if you want to protect your country, if you want to build a wall or protect the border. You're being racist. So these are the two big accusations they use. Oh, you're either a conspiracy theorist or you're a racist. Well, wait a second. We want to support America's liberty for all people, black, white, Asian, Latino, you name it. All people who are pro-liberty are on my team, you know, team humanity, team liberty, you might call it, team America. I don't know. You go back to watch the funny movie from a few years ago. It was hilarious, Team America. But the truth is that we welcome real diversity, those of us who are conservatives and patriots. Meanwhile, the left is completely opposed to diversity. And they don't want anybody except obedient slaves. They want absolute obedience, and they call it diversity, but it's really conformity. And at the same time, they violate all the rules of civil society. So I ask you the question, how can we coexist with these people on the left who are fraudsters, they're dishonest, they're bigots, they are the racists, they openly talk about how they hate white people, they hate Christians, and they hate religion, and they're rather violent towards Christians, you know. How do we coexist with them when they will not follow the rules of an election? They try to take away our individual liberties. They want to destroy the Second Amendment. They silence us. They want to destroy the First Amendment. They've already effectively done so online. They demand absolute authoritarian power, and they demand that those of us who are Trump supporters or Christians or just American patriots have no voice whatsoever in society. They want to take away our vote. They want to take away our voice. They want to take away our freedoms. And when we say, no, we're not going to let you take those things away, they call us racists and conspiracy theorists. Well, I don't know about you, but I've had about enough of it. I've had about enough. It's time to stand up against these fraudsters, against these left-wing criminals, against these, what do you call them? Anti-life, anti-human, America haters. These people on the left who worship the mass killing of babies. They love it. They celebrate it. They dance around with t-shirts talking about how they just had an abortion. They hate life. They hate justice. They don't want a court system that actually dispenses justice. They want a system that they control, where all of their criminals go free, hence sanctuary cities. Meanwhile, all patriots who don't even commit crimes are targeted for criminal prosecutions. Look at the Robert Mueller investigation. And look at how the House under the Democrats now is going to try to impeach President Trump. And they're even talking about trying to impeach Brett Kavanaugh, who's already been confirmed on the Supreme Court. They're going to try to dismantle the Supreme Court. So I say to you, we need to be ready, all of us who are patriots. Now, I'm not calling for any kind of violence here. I'm not calling for any kind of revolution. I'm just saying, you need to be ready to stand by, because there are a few trigger events that I believe should result in the American people, the patriots, really rising up and defending their nation. And those events would be, number one, the impeachment of Brett Kavanaugh, which means the left is trying to dismantle the Supreme Court unless they control the Supreme Court. Any conservatives on the court will be targeted for removal. If they impeach Kavanaugh, I'm not even sure how legally they could do that. But if they did, we the people need to rise up, the patriots, and defend our nation against this radical left-wing takeover attempt. And the second thing is, if they impeach President Trump, if they impeach him, we have to defend our president. We have to defend our democracy. We have to defend our republic. And I don't know exactly what that looks like. When I say rise up, I think I mean mostly speak out. I'm not calling for violence, but maybe massive public protests by patriots in Washington, D.C., perhaps. You know, enough is enough. We cannot allow our country to continue to be stolen piece by piece by these radical, deranged leftists. And another possible trigger point, at least on a local level in Florida, would be if they steal this election in Florida. And I don't know about Arizona either. It looks like they're stealing it there. But, you know, the Democrats, they're always people of action. They do community organizing. They take action everywhere, and they get things done even when it's lawless and when they don't follow any rules, but they're out there, they are willing to break the laws. Now, we aren't. We follow the law, but we could sure use a lot more lawful action, taking action to stop us being steamrolled and taken over by these radical leftists. They go in there and they take action. Democrats are bold in their action, they're brazen in their theft of elections, and they will continue to do these things until they are stopped. That's really the takeaway point to all of this. The Democrats will continue to steal elections. They will continue to nullify your votes. They will continue to steal this country until they are physically stopped, and they can be stopped by being arrested, for example, which is what I really call for. We must arrest those who are committing election fraud. We must arrest the members of the deep state. But they can also be stopped possibly by an uprising of patriots who just, you know, go into the Broward County, Florida office and stop them. Stop the fraud. Stop the ballot, the fake ballot manufacturing. I mean, there's going to be a day. I never call for violence here, but the people, I'm talking like Gandhi-style uprising. The people rise up. The people who love America rise up and just go occupy these offices where the fraud is being committed and call for the arrest of those who are committing the fraud and simply do not allow this to take place. You know, Representative Matt Gaetz in Florida was trying to do that the other day, and they removed him. He was filming the unloading of fraudulent ballots in the Florida election, fraudulent ballots, and they removed him so he couldn't keep filming it. And my God, I'm almost flustered to even talk about this, but they don't want us to even witness the fraud they're committing. They don't want us to be able to put it on film. And yet, why aren't there a million Floridians out there right now demanding honest elections? Why do the GOP members just stay home and allow their country to be stolen? This is what's frustrating me so much. Why isn't the president sending people there to demand the arrest of those who are committing election fraud? What's going on? If you sit back and do nothing, you're going to have your country stolen. You're going to be nullified. And America will become a communist regime. It's not far from it now. Defending America requires standing up. It requires saying no to those who are trying to steal this country. And that's my overall message today, is stand up and say no. Say enough is enough. We demand that you stop committing fraud. We demand that you stop pushing fake news. We demand that you stop the censorship in the tech companies. We demand that the left play by the rules in this country, or there will be consequences in the sense of mass arrests of those on the left who are not playing by the rules. That's what I'm calling for right now, mass arrests of those who are committing fraud and violating crimes and stealing the elections. Oh, sometimes hard to get through this. There's a lot more coming. So look, Counterthink, this show airs every Sunday, 6 p.m. on Infowars.com. Watch it there. Tune in to your local radio station if you're listening there, or your local TV broadcast. You can see episodes on counterthink.com and more videos every day at brighteon.com. Brighteon.com. Tens of thousands of videos, thousands of video channels. God bless America. Let's save this country. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams for Counterthink, and there's much more to come. Thank you.